ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zevachim Daf Mem Amid Aleph. The Braisa brings a drasha from a yiter in the pasuk that if you do the matanis pnimius the zayin, that it's ma'akiv, all zayin of them are ma'akiv, and then another reader to tell you that if the matanis primius are matan dalit, then ma'akiv also. And the Braisa explains that the reason why you need a ribui for both of them, it's enough to say the primius are ma'akiv. Why do you need two drushes? Because evsha the ikav is only by a matan sheva. Shema'akiv b'chol makom. Because the Gemara asks, where the other places that it's ma'akiv? The Gemara says by para, Dainu there's matanas by a para aduma, and by negayim is a matanas to be matara mitzayra. As being that normally whenever you have a misper of sheva, it's ma'akiv, as you would think only a misper zayin is ma'akiv, because by everywhere else it's ma'akiv also. But by matanas dalid, where on the Mizbeach HaChatzini, when you do Matanas Dalit, it's not Ma'akiv. As then there would be a Havamine that it won't be Ma'akiv. So therefore, you need another Trasha. Not Kan, the Gemara Pshat in the Braisa. As the Brisk Rabin Sefer, in Sulei HaMukdoshim, in Amid 96, is Shoyel, that whenever we have a pircha in the Gemara, that you can learn out one from the other one, as the pshan in the pircha is, that maybe the reason why you have this din is because of this chumra, as you can't learn out the other din, because the first thing, the melamed, has a chumra that's not in the laman. As Frank the Bisker Rav, what's the chumra of Zayin Zrikis? The just a little bit more zrikis, but it doesn't change the machus of the zrika. What's the chomer of zayin zrikis? Or befrat, where are we showing that zayin zrikis are ma'akev? By paraduma, by mitzayra, and by the pereches. Frank the Brisk Rav, there's no common denominator. The reason why you're doing zrikis by paraduma is one reason. The reason why you're doing zrikis by mitzayra is another reason. And the reason why you're doing Zrikas on the Pereches is for another reason. Why is it Ma'akiv? Because each one of them, whatever Inyan is, it's Ma'akiv. But it's not, it's because it's a Zrikas Zayin that it's Ma'akiv. That's not the reason why it's Ma'akiv. It's just Zrikas in a Paraduma, Zrikas in a Mitzayra, Ma'akiv, and Zrikas on the Pereches, a Ma'akiv. Granted, it has to be, but all cases are Zayin. It happens to work out coincidentally that way. But it's not a choymer in the misper of Zion. Each one has its own individual reason why you need Zrikas and why there's Zrikas on Ma'akiv. How could you say that there's a pircha, Zrikas Zion? Zrikas Zion is not a ber. That's not the reason for the ikuv. This is the shayla of the Brisk Rav. Olam nisha shayla. As the Brisk Rav wants to be mechir from this chiddush. Betzem, we saw that in chiddush. That Azriga Zion is Cholik B'Yisoidai from Azriga's Dalit. Azriga Zion, the Brisk Rav wants to learn, the din is, all, it's a din in the Zrika. You need Zion Zrikas. Mishum Zed is a din of Minyan. Masha'en came by Zriga's Dalit, it's a din in the Karvin. Kivon, it's a Suga Cheres Shel Zrika, then it's you can make a Pircha. Now there's a Musik, Zriga Zion. Zriga Zion means Azrika, where mitzad the meiser zrika sheba, you need zayid zrikas. Mashenken azrikas dalid is not a din in the meiser zrika; it's a din in the carbon that the carbon needs. Dalid zrikas. As lemrais the mahalach in Sfara, and we saw in other places other makayres, but from the lashon of the braisa, it's not mashma that way. The Braisa says the chilik beinayim is because Zrikas Zayin is ma'akiv b'chol makom, and Zrikas Dalid is not ma'akiv. The Fila Briska Rav, that's not the ikar chilik. It's a simen. And the fact that it's that ma'akiv b'chol makom, as you see, it's a din in the etzim Zrika. v'zeh doichik, because they're kabbonis that have zrikas dalet that are also makiv, and it's not a din in the zrika, like the Brisker Rav speaks out in the Sefer. Yeah, as the words of the Braisa just don't sound like the Brisker Rav. He says, yeah, the words, plus there's a oimek behind the words. Not the pashut way of learning. As Behelim, the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav, that there's a din minyan, and the minyan's mitzvah of the zrikas, and makes into one bear of a zrika, and mainly only when you have a minyan. Yeah. You could be masbir the Gemara, ba'ayfin acher, to explain that it's a choymer in the zrika. And that is that yesh l'stapik, when the Torah says you need zrikas, zayin zrikas, or dalad zrikas, as is it the vort that each zrika's poil a different thing, it has a different tachlis, it's seven separate zrika's who are in by dalad zrika's. It's dalad, ten, four separate zrika's, each one's being poil something else. Or no. The Indian is, you could understand that it's a din to do a zrika, and to do the zrika zayin times, or to do the same zrika, dalad pamim. And dugmas lezeh is kefil. When a ganav steals, is he's mishalim kefil? Is there rayas and merubah and nochum brought? The kefil is the word you're paying the keren pamayim. It's not the word; it's two different tashlumim. You're paying the keren pamayim. It's a choymer in the tashlum. That over here, the Torah was mechayiv you in the tashlum twice. It's a pirchon. Huadin, if you have one avera, and the Torah wrote many lavim in the avera. As it's a choymer in the avera, the Gemara says it's a pircha, because the Gemara, because the Torah was machful the lavim come upon him on the same iser. As uadin, you could learn ribui zrikas is ba'ayfin zeh. It's not the word, it's sheva bazunda, ten, four bazunda zrikas. Now the word is, the din is do avoid zrika, that avoid zrika, do over seven times. As im kinem advarim, as then, it's very good what the choymer is. When you have to do the same avoida, zayin pamim, as this is a gewisser choymer. This is a choymer that you're doing a zrika zayin pamim. Masha enkin, when you only do the same avoida four times, as it's less chomer, it's not as chomer. As lefizeh, even if you learn that in each place, the reason why you need a zrika zayin is for a different reason. By para, it's midin para, and from mitzayra, it's to one a different reason. The parayfus is a different reason. Aber, being that we see that lemaisa, every time the Torah was matzich, this chomedik zrika of zayin zrikas, the Torah said it was ma'akiv, as I bezei, we're ready toila the ikov. In the reason why the Torah said it was makiv was because it's a zrika chamura, that you have to be machful the zrika zayin pamim. So the Brisker Rav didn't understand why it was a choymer in zrika. But the way we're learning, that's in fact that you're doing it over and over again is a choymer in the zrika. That's mamish the words of the Braisa. There's a zrika zayin and a zrika stalit. This is the Gemara. As the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says that the fear of Yehuda, what do we dashin on mibechein yasu? We dashin that you need smicha and shvicha shirayim bepar yayim akipurim. And the Chreinim ask questions, what do you need a drasha for smicha, and what do you need a drasha for shvicha shirayim for? Let's start off with the first question on the smicha. The Migdash David in Simen Rav Dalet Sifkot and Beis and the Brisker Rav asks that it's mefurish in the Torah that on the par of Yom Kippurim you have to do vidui on the par. And you see in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Mem Alev Amid Beis a chiddush that even though we only have one pasuk that tells us to do smicha. But the Gemara says, by the partial Kohen Gadol, you have to do two viduis. There's a din vidui that he does by Atzmo Yubnei Beisai, for himself and his wife. And then there's another vidui that he does, Bishvil Shara Kohanim. And the Gemara in Yuma says, that each vidui needs a separate smicha. As with every vidui, he has to do a smicha. Fretzach the shayla, we only have one pasuk that tells us it didn't smicha. Azay bezay, how could you learn out to two din smichas? That's what you have to say. That being that you need another vidui, as every vidui you make is mechayev a smicha. As that mendach in the Gemara you cite, that vidui is mechayev a smicha. Azay bezay is the akasha. Why over here do you need a yalfusa for smicha? Typically, that the vidui is mechayev a smicha, and it says lahed in the Torah that you have to do a vidui. As behelim divreim, nearer you could be miyashiv and oifin kal. You could say like this. That if we never had Xeris HaKosev, that there was a din of smicha, as then we would have said there's a vidui belay smicha. And Be'etzem, you find two examples where you make a vidui without a smicha. The mashal by Noshim, the Misha says in Gedushin, and Ismail from smicha. But still they have to do a vidui. And Korbanis that need a vidui. Right in the Gemara and Gittin Chav Chesam and Beis is Mavur by Chatis Oif. You don't do a smicha. You only do a smicha on a behemah. Afilu hachi. There's a din vidui. As the etzem musig of vidui you have even without a smicha. In the Mikdash David learned that there's this klal vidui needs smicha. And the Mikdash David explains it because how else is the vidui mishtayach to the carbon? You know, I'm being misvada here, and the carbon's there. What connects it? As the Mishkish David understood that when you soymech on the carbon, b'shas vidui, that connects the vidui to the carbon. But if that's the pshat, there's this klal that vidui needs smicha. As they say, we have two rayas, two examples. Not that way. Vayis the chois, that vidui is possible without a smicha. What does that mean? You brought two makoymes. So why over here, when you see that there's another din vidui, there's another din smicha? As the Vardas Pashit. I mean, calls man that we don't know there's a din smicha bechlal, just because there's a vidui doesn't mean there's a din smicha. As it's possible to have a din vidui without a din smicha, like we bought rayas. But once we see the Torah was marbe din smicha, as now we assume that whenever there's a din smicha, it should be b'shas vidui din yanim ashaichim adadi. As a mele, the more viduyim you make, the more smichim you make. Because the once we're marve the smicha, as the smicha is a din, it is a prat in vidui. It's not a prat likuba. You could have a vidui without a smicha. But rather when you have it, avada, there's a connection. That's how you could have learned. The Mikdash David and the Brisk Rav, in order to be miyashiv, they want to say avot, shtei dinim nigavot. There's shtei dinim in smicha. There's one din in smicha, mishum the vidui. The vidui needs a smicha. And there's another din in smicha, which is mitzad the korban alein. As even though mitzad the vidui, we would have known that you would have had a din smicha. But we need a drasha to tell us that there's another din smicha mitzad the korban. I my nafkamina. We already have a din smicha. My nafkamina is mitzad the vidu. What do you need another ribu? It should be mitzad the korban. There's two nafkaminas. Number one, there's a din of samach l'shchita smicha. As they want to learn that the din of samach l'shchita shchita smicha is the din in the carbon, that in the avodas carbon of shchita, as you have to do the avodas carbon of smicha next to it. But mitzad the vidui shabai, there's no reason why the vidui should be samach to the shchita. Lamaisa, this is a chiddush. In Rashi and Dav Chos, Divri Amaschol Man Shamis, Rashi says, also, not only the smicha has to be samach to the shchita, the vidui also has to be samuch to the shechita. Ulai, you could be mazbe, but al derech Joshua, it's a Ramban. The Ramban in the beginning of Vayikra says that the reason why you shech, the reason why you do avodas hakarbon is because the chayit is supposed to think that it should have happened to him. So when you shech the carbon, he's supposed to be thinking he should have been shechted for his aveda. So if he's its kishmak, why the vidui has to be samach to the shechita, because the vidui is this iris of tshuva that comes in the shechita. Whatever you explain Rashi, the diak is a diak in Rashi. Another nafkamina that they handle is what would be if you were nisvada, and it would be nishbach adam, or be meisa kayin gadol, that the din is you have to bring another par. As they want to say that als the vidu, you were yaitza the vidu, you did the vidu already. Abals the smicha, being that it's a din in the carbon, as being that you're bringing another carbon, as a mela, you would have to do a new smicha. The Migdish David is mitzayin to Yerushalmi and Yuma Perik Vav, halacha base, which is l'chayra mistapik in this nakuda. If you have to do a new vidu, you're not when you bring another carbon. Davy wants to say no. Over there, the suffix is a different nakuda. Ayin sham. As that's the mahalach for shidden and nafkaminis, where in a zat seer you have to make the rivoy for. Now says dalgon shel toyres yeshivas elu. But it's a little bit dochuk im pshat. The gemara is mashma. We're learning out the etzim din smicha. We're not just learning out in one zaitige hechatimse comes out as a nafkamina. We're learning out the etzim din smicha. That's what he said. The other mahalach, which is more kipshuta in the Gemara. That was the shaylon. The first din of the Gemara, why do you need a ribui for smicha? I typically mishum the vidui. In the Chazaynish, in Simin Yud Gimel, Sifkot and Gimel, he has another kasha on the Gemara. That what do you need a ribui to teach us the din of shvicha shirayim? If the Eilim remembers, we learned the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin, where the Gemara brought down a couple of psukim to teach us that there's a din shvicha shirayim in every carbon, either from Dam Zivchach or Yishafech, or from Mehandisha Bedam, Yimotze. As Kuntavais, we have a ribui that all Karbonis need shvicha shirayim. Why would we have a Havamina that the Par of Yom Kippur is different, that it wouldn't have a din of shvicha shirayim? As the Chazaynish is miyashiv, that the pasuk is midaber on the korbanos achitzoniim. As you could say, maybe you would have thought the pasuk is only talking about the chitzoniim. I fret the Chazaynish, you can make a kal v'chomer to the pnimiim. Is miyashiv tarech lekasev lekra. The Machan Ephraim is miyashiv the fee what we saw, the going midas Rashi and Dav Lamed Zayin Omid Aleph, that there's two kinds of shvicha shirayim. When it says mefurish in the Torah to do shvicha shirayim by chatas, as then you mechuyev to leave over the dam in order to make the shvicha shirayim. Masha'en came when it's learned out of a ribui of dam zechecha yishofich, it's not a mefurish pasik. As then if you have dam, you do it. If you don't have dam, you don't do it. As Mishum Zed, the Gemara over here, wants to be maybe a makar from a pasik, because the nafkamid will be, it'll be mechayev you to do the shvicha shirayim. Yeah, we saw then that you say that the goyin is a taisis that handles later on. Taisis is, it's nishol pashet, the chilek of the goyin. Yeah, as lefi taisis, you have to answer the Gemara differently. Lai efshir to make a suggestion that maybe the havamina that Yom Kippur would be different, meaning by sharp pnimiyas we already know shvicha shirayim. As the yichud of Yom Kippur is that you have a zrika on the same mizbeach in two different places. is maybe Mishum Zeh. There was a Havamina that you already have two Zrikas on a Mizbeach. It's different. If you come up with other Svaras, but Gilagmar's Mashba, that Yom Kippur is different. That's why you need a report. In the Yerushalmi and Yuma, in Perikei Halachavav, the Achrenim HaMitzayin, that this drasha only teaches us the par of Yom Kippur, but we don't know the ser of Yom Kippur. As the shaila is, how do you know by a ser of Yom Kippur these dinim? As one man, the Yama over there, says that there's a drasha cheres for a ser. And the other man, the Yama, says that being the halacha is, you have to be lahara sadam. Yachad, meaning you mix the Dhamma Seir and the Dhamma Parah together. And anyway, Mishum, the Dhamma Parah, you have to do a Shricha Shirayim, because you don't need a Ribu on the Seir, because they're mixed anyway. As the Brisker Rabbi Menachas and Dav Chof Beis asks, that, what do you mean? You could just mix it up, Kefi the Shir that you need for this Rika. The rest you don't have to mix up. And Etzim Shailah, Yesh Lodin, it's a nice patent of the Pashtus is when you're Ma'ariv, you don't stand there with a measuring cup and you figure out how many Zrikas you want. As Yushalmi means, being that B'derech Klal, when you're Ma'ariv HaKol, as a Mela, it's not Negeya. Aye, if you come with a Brisker measuring cup and you'll measure it out, as then you'll be able to separate it. But the Dinim of the Torah were Kilu given Kefi the Norm, the normal Tzurim. Not in, what would be in his patent? You can measure how much bidiyuk you need for this rikas, and then the briskirav mikayo this shaila wants to buy a grocery site. The briskirav wants to buy from this that there's a mitzvah la'arav kol adam yachad, not only what you need for the zrika. He wants to buy from here that the mitzvah la'arav adam, it's not just a chetimsa, kedei to be zayrik, both of them together. Ella, it's a din that you need a iruf. It's a din that you have to be ma'ar of the dam. So to say, it's not only on what you're being zayrik, it's a din in the etzem dam. The risker of his mamshech, and he says, the mandiyam over there that needs a pasik, why doesn't he hold the svara that you could be ma'ar of the dam? So to brisker up, that's good for the machlaikis. If there's a din iruv, is a naya din iruv, or the din iruv is only to make the zrikas. So then you have the brisker up's patent that you could have just made an iruv for what you need for the zrika. The brisker up then goes and wants to learn this machlaikis in Yuma on daf 9 amud beis. If you have to be ma'ariv of the dam, if nay you do the matonis on the kronis. The brisker up wants to be titled in this machlaikis also what the din of Iruv Adam is Ayin Sham. Okay. As the Gemara then brings down that Rabbi Yehuda is Dairish in the Mila of Ayal Mayid, that Yitzarech Lizraik on Kol Akronis. As the Gemara is according to Reb Shimon that learns that out from somewhere else, as what do you do with this Pasik? As he's Miyashiv, that you needed to teach you that if niftacha atikra shalahechel loy haya mazir, Rashi's masbir, it means niftach atikra of the hechel and the gag. It's mevur mesech to me this perik dalit. On top of the hechel there was an aliyah. As Rashi learns, niftacha means both tikras. What's the pshat? As Rashi learns, what's the drasha? You need oil mayid. Oil means there's a kisui milmala. That's the oil. If it's patuach lamayla, the seis nishkin oil. As Rashi holds, as long as there is one roof, that's enough to give it a shem oil. It's only when both roofs are niftach, as then it mamish doesn't have a shem oil. It loses the shem oil mayid. As where was this din said? In which korbanis? As this oil mayid is said in Par Koin Mashiach and Par Elam Dover. And we just learned that there's a hekish being called a pnimius. As him came to Pashtus, it's Rakadin in the pnimius. Because that's where the Alfusa is. The Briskerov, also says a hesper, geshmak a hesper, to uptach, why taka only in the pnimius do you need a oil mayit? Zagda biskira, because in the pnimius, when you do that void in the oil mayit, as then you need a shame oil mayit. Mashenki in the chatzanius, you don't need that void in the oil mayit. Because that would have been the hashtis of the Gemara. The Bris is Meir from two places that are mashma differently. The Bris Kirov brings a Tiris Kanim in Vayikra, the Buddha, the Nadava, Perik Dalit. Then it darshens a pasuk that it says that you have to do it Pesach Oil Hamoyed. So the Tiris Kanim, Pesach Oil Moyed is mashma that it has to be an Oil Moyed. If the Ruach came and it blew off the urea that covered the Mishkan, as you can't do the Shechita anymore. As the Griz learns Pshat in the Teres Kanim, that because it's Batal the Shem Tikra and the Shem Oil, and over there is talking about a Oila, that the Void is Bachutz. As Luchari, you see over there, it's not only a din in Primius. You would see over there, it's a din in Oila. It's the Maisa in the Korban Aaron. If you look up the Teres Kanim Dashen says a different pshat in the Teres Kanim. Taisis later on in Samach Aleph, Amir Aleph learns that there's a din of Pesach Oil, the Kol Korbanus. Every Korban you have to shech the Pesach the Oil. If the urea goes up, as it loses the shame Pesach. And Be'emes, that's the lashon of the pasuk. It's going on the din of Pesach, oil hamayed. The fizay, you could learn that you don't need the wind to knock off the whole urea. If the wind just knocks off the urea that's next to the Pesach, maybe that itself is mafkia the shame Pesach. Of the Mishnah Lemelech is Medayik the Rambam in Maisik Korbanas Perikei Halacha Hei, and Rashi and Zvachim over there on Samach Aleph, that they learned that the this din of Pesach HaOyel is only a din in Shlomim, and over there it's talking about the Oila. The same Cain, you can't learn that this Teres Kanim is Mishum the din of Pesach HaOyel. Then you have to learn the Teres Kanim like the Brisker of, that it's a din, it's Puck of the Shame, Oil Mayit. Aslachoyer over there, you see it's a din in Kola Korbanus. Yeah. But Be'emes, we don't find that the Gemara brings down this Drasha. Why doesn't the Gemara bring that down, that Drasha over there? As the Brisker Rav wants to say that you can't bring a raya from over there. You can't, the Brisker Rav wants to say that over there is talking about the Mishkan. And that din that's Nidrash over there is Dafka by the Mishkan. Why? Because in the Mishkan, there was no mile of the Makam. There's no Makam Yuchad. The Mishkan always traveled. As the whole Kedusha was Mishum the Mechitzis. As over there, it's Pashit, that if the urea goes off, it doesn't have a Shem Oil anymore, as it doesn't have Kedusha anymore. Mashenkin over here, we're going by the Mikdash. Befrat, there's a man, the Yomba, that holds the Mikdash is Kaddish, even after the Churban. Kitchela Shaita, Kitchela Asit. And Zichu, the Kedusha Shabbai is Mikoyach the Makam. It's a Makam HaMiyuchet. As then, you wouldn't have a hechrich from that pasuk that once it goes off the urea, the roof, you lose the din mikdash. So that's why you need a pasuk over here by the pnimius to tell you. The kivan shekein, you could learn it's only a din in the pnimius. As that's one nekuda, the biskarav kilu brought a toiris kanim, it's mash, it's a din by oila, not only by pnimius, his matcha over there is by mishkan. Then the Brisker Rav wrote a Rambam. The Rambam brings this din in Hilchos Avodis Yom Kippurim Perikei Halacha Chof Gimel, and not in another place. Meduig in the Rambam that it's only a din in the par of Yom Kippurim. and not by Shar Pnimius. The Rishka Rabbi Esarei, the Makar of the Pasuk, is a Pasuk by Parkoin Mashiach. As Eich Yochel to say, it's a din in Yom Kippur, and not a din in Par Mashiach. The Rishka Rabbi asks a question on Doime, the Gemara on Daf Memo Mebeis Darshins, that if it was Loin is Chanich, and Mizbeach HaPnimi with Ketairis, as you can't be mazeh on the Mizbeach. The Rambam brings that drasha also in Hilchus Yom Kippurim and nowhere else. Frank the Brisker of this Halbashayla. Why is the Rambam bringing these dinim in Dinei Par Yom Kippur? Hare the Pasuk that taught us was in Par Elam Dover, Par Koyim Mashiach, the Par of Yom Kippur. As why didn't he bring it by the other parim, and what's the mocker only by Yom Kippur? As the Grizz wants to say in Einfall, to answer it, he brings the Mishnah Chafav that there's a din of Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai Kim Kaimai Dami. As I bezei Zok the Briskerov, every time the problem of the Zrika is a chsaran in Makam, you're always going to have a heksha shalai bim kaimai is kim kaimai dami. Zog de briskerov chutzam yom kippur, because at yom kippur it says chukah. As over there, there's a xeris akasiv that the makom is ma'akiv. Bezei zog de briskerov lefize is doch gewaldik. The Rambam cannot bring this din down in other places, because by every other place there's a din of Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai, Kim Kaimai Dami. The only place he could bring it down is by Yom Kippurim, because both these are Chesrinus in the Makam. The Maisi he brings that Reb Chaim is Medayik the Rambam in Psulei Mikdash and Perik Beis, Halacha Aleph. I'm sorry, the Pirish HaMishnayis in Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph, that the din of Shalai bim Kaimai is even by Karbonis Yom Kippur. Says Lefiza, you can't be Miyashiv the Rambam this way. And he also asks that the din of Shalai bim Kaimai doesn't help to be Mata the Imurim, as even by Shar Karbonis, even though Shalai bim Kaimai the Zrik is Chal, but it won't help Klapi the Imurim. But the whole din of Shalai bim Kaimai Kim Kaimai is only a b'di'evit dikadin. The chatchila, you're supposed to do it b'mkoyma. The Rambam should have brought down the din l'chatchila l'pachas in other places. It's a shein of patent. The Brisker of asked kamakashas, asking another hara. So you have to know what pshat in the Rambam. Takashver Rambam. Why does the Rambam bring it down only in these two places? Yeah, it means the Rambam is gavaldi. We don't have pshat. Then the Gemara continues, and it continues to be Mufarish this Brice. So the drashas that we learn out, as the Gemara says, you learn out the Par Yom Kippurim from Par Elam Dover, because it says the extra word Par. As Frank the Gemara, why do you need a drasha that all the Zrikas of a Par of Yom Kippurim is Ma'ake? What do you have to learn out from Par Elam Dover for? We already know it's Ma'ake because it says Chuker. As the Gemara says, two mahalchim to be miyashiv. One, that the Braisa is like Rav Yehuda, that holds Xeris HaKosev of Chukah was only said on Avodes Pnim. And number two, the other mahalch is the mahalch of Rav Papa, the Maskon of the Gemara brings Rayas to it, that it's coming, not coming to teach us that the Zrikas on Ma'akiv, it's coming to teach us three dinim that are nomad from the Es, Badam, and the Tfilah. Let's go through each mahalach in the Gemara. It's kaidim called the first mahalach of the Gemara. Is the Brice is like Rabbi Yehuda, the chukah is rak kosev and abaydis pnim, but not avaydis chutz. The tzarech bir hare avaydis yom kippur. All the avayda of the par is nasev b'pnim. As what's the chilek between pnim and chutz? As Rashi is mazber. Pnim means the avoide, which is nashen the Kaddish Kadoshim. The mashal avodas haketores, the avodas adam that you zayrik bein abadim, and chutz is the avoda that's done in the heichal. Rashi says it's the zrikas ala pireches, and what in the zrikas ala mizbeach. As Rashi learns the difference according to Yehuda between pnim and chutz, is pnim is kodesh kadoshim, and chutz is kodesh meichal. The Farshim is a shayla on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodis Yom HaKippurin, Perekei, Alocha Aleph, says, brings down this dinner Reb Yehuda, the Seder is Ma'akiv. And the Rambam says it's Ma'akiv by Kol HaAvodah Shenase Bifnim Beheichol. Rambam L'chor says that in all the Avodah that you do in the Heichol, it's Ma'akiv. How is the Rambam going to learn our Gemara? In our Gemara, l'chor, you see there's a difference between Pnim and Chutz. As a chelek of the Achreinim, the Siach Yitzchak in Yuma Daf Samach says that there's a Tana that's chelek on Reb Yehuda, Reb Nechemya. He holds that Chuk is said by all Avodis. Also, there's another Gemara maybe that's Choylik and learns a different Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, not like our Gemara. But the Shaila is the Mari Kurkis and the Kesef Mishnah learn that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Because that's Teichu, the other Teretz of Reb Nechemya. So what do you do with our Gemara here? They're very sosom. So Chaim in Sefer says that when the Rambam says Bifnim Beheichol, he doesn't mean in all the avoida that you do in the heichal. The Rambam means the avoida that's a chipnim in the heichal, which is that which you spread, that which you zayrik on the pereiches. As the pereiches is kilu, it's the davram adomin kodesh kadashim l'kodesh. As that's kilu mishtayach to the pnim. As the Rambam didn't mean that all the avoida that's in the heichal. Rambam meant just the Zrikas on a Pereiches, because that's called Pnim. In a blade is Mazbir the Reb Chaim. If any way it's still done in the Heichol, what's the difference in the Pereiches and the Mizbeach? As he says, Zrik on a Mizbeach, you have an all Korbanos. Okay, it's a different Mizbeach, but the Musig of Zrik on a Mizbeach, you have an all Korbanos. Bashenkin Zrika ala Pereiches, that's miyuid, that's something that's miyucha, that's not by all Karbanis. It's something that's a miyuchadik avoide, that's your kilo we call Yom Kippadik, as that is ma'akiv the Seder. But something which you have by other Karbanis, that's not Yom Kippadik kilo. That's what Reb Leib wants to be Mazbir Reb Chaim. The Maisa, the Evan Ezel and the Chazen Ish say, that to say the Rambam, when he means the pereiches, it's a little bit dochuk in the Lashon. As Abchaim says, a patent in the Lashon. The pifnim beichel means the makam achi pnimi in the echel. Yeah, it's a chiddush. The Rambam's a poisek, a locha seif. I should write klog. Lom de shidiyukim. But type is tachrenim zuch other mahalchim to be miyashiv di Rambam. The next mahalach to be miyash of the Braisa is the mahalach of Rapopo, that we learn El Gimel Dinim and the Zrikas from Nilman from Gimel Midim, Ez Badam U Bitfila. In fact, Rashi, that this pasuk of Ez Badam U Bitfila is Kosev B'par Koyin HaMashiach. And the pasuk that the Gemara is darshaning is a pasuk in Par Elam Dovar, that it's Hukish to Yom HaKippurim. As Parilam Dover, Sukhish Tiyama Kippurim, what are you bringing? We need it for a drasha, something that said in Parakain Mashiach. As Rashi is Miyashiv, being that in this parsha, Parhelam Dover, we're not only Makish Parhelam Dover to Par Yom Kippurim, we're Makish Parhelam Dover to the Par of a Kain Mashiach also. As kum techois, everything is mukish together. As it's ki'ilu, we have a hekesh between par koyim mashiach and par yoyim akipurim. as being that there's a Hekesh Aparim Dor Tepah Kol Mashiach. And there's a Hekesh Aparim Dor Tepah Yom Kippurim. It's Kilu, we have a Hekesh also being Par Koyim Mashiach and Par Yom Kippurim. V'meila, we could learn it out. Now don't ask, why don't we just learn out the Hekesh from Par Koyim Mashiach to Paralim Dover and then go over to Yom Kippurim, because a Hekesh can't be loimed on a Hekesh. V'meila, Rashi had to make a patent that it's Kilu, there's a direct Hekesh between Par Koyim Mashiach to Par Yom Kippurim. And Taisis over here, and Divya Masa Loi Nitzacho, and Taisa Lamed Tesa Mebeis, Divya Masa Lepar, is Choylik twice on Rashi. And he learns, no, the Hekesh was only what it said to, but you can't be makish the different things in the Pasuk to each other. He brings Rayas, as he brings the Rabbeinu Tam, is Miyash of the Shail of Rashi. Ebemis, it says the word Es and Tfilo, Gambe Par Helam Dover. The only thing it's missing is it doesn't say badam, but it says min hadam. Because min hadam is just as good as badam. Why did Rashi learn this way? It was looking Rashi in Divrei Hamasol badam. That Rashi's masbir, the diak is from the nekudas of badam. Like the way the Shita Noisid Gimel is masbir Rashi. Because the drush is bedavka from the lashon of badam. So Meila Rashi held from the Stam, it says, Min Adam, you can't be Medayikit. Va'oi, Taisis is on himself that we need Min Adam, the Jerusha Acharis. Taisis, you could learn out two things. Taisis, Chiddush. Va'oi, the Gemara doesn't say that Badam. The Gemara doesn't say Min Adam. The Gemara says Badam. So Rabbeinu Tam is on himself and says the Gemara was knocking it because that's the first word that it says in the Parsha. Even Yavin, the Gemara is more mashma like Rashi. That's why Rashi did not learn like Taisis. Okay. But now let's learn into the Yalfusis. What are we learning now? Because what is Es coming to teach us? An Amin Shebe Etzpa, which means Rashi says you have a Yavelis on the Etzpa, something that grows on the finger, as you would have a Havamina that you have to be Toivel in the Dam with your Etzpa, as there's something that's growing on your finger, as it's a Chatzitza. Kamash Malon, it's not a Chatzitza. And what's the Drasha? The Drasha is from the word Es. From Es we say, Gama Tofel Abasa is Kemaya Abasa, something we dash in many places. Es is a Satofel. As the Achreinim Amistapik, what the gather of the drash is? Is the drasha telling us that Yavelis is not a chatzitza? Or is the pasuk telling us that we look at the Yavelis like it's part of your finger? It's tuffled to the finger and it's mamish, an extension of your finger. My nafkimina. If the pasuk is mechadish that it's enoich chatzitza, as then you could say, maybe only in this carbon. But if you'll have a carbon which is more chomer, the avoid is more chomer, as maybe then it'll be a chsitza. But if the pasuk is being megale, that it's nechshev like the etzpa, as once we see in one pasuk that it's kilu the etzpa, there's no makom lechalik. As the Tyrus HaKodesh and the Chazenish want to use this to answer Taisis. Taisis says on Rashi that why can't you learn out? That according to Rashi, how are you going to know this din by Ser Pnimi and by Chatas Chitzayni? As they want to say that Rashi learns, Taisis learns that the Pasuk's teaching us it's not a Chitzah. As a Mela Taisis is, Efshe only over here. But there are other Avodas that are more Chomer. But Rashi learn it's a Gilui, that it's a Etzpa. As a Bezei, you don't need to learn it out everywhere. Freg de Tairis HaKedesh, aye. But you see in the Gemara, even after you have a Drasha, you still have to learn it out of Hekesh. But look there, the Hekesh is going on everything else. It's not going on this. Just a Chiddush. Lulei Dvar of Nira. That if there wouldn't be a Hekesh, as then we would have said it's just telling us it's not a Chsitza. Because there's a Hekesh, you see, you learn it out to other places. That's Megala, that the Pshat is that the Pasuk's teaching us it's Nitval to the Etzman, it's Ke'etzpa. As the Chazainish goes and says, he, that Lefizeh, You can't have a chsitza between the kohen and the big day kohen. If you have a yavelis on the goof, it won't be a chsitza. The yavelis ha-shachar is maisiv, who are din in the lug asham, it won't be a chsitza. Yeah. Because they're learning, it's a din, it becomes part of the goof. The maisiv, the loshen of Rashi, is mashma, the yafus is, it's not a chsitza. You could be matra loshen Rashi, just a little bit mashma, not like the way they're learning. The second din that the Gemara learns out is from the word badam. Shehei badam shir tefila. As what does it mean that you need a shir tefila? As Rashi over here is masber, that when you makabel b'kli, you have to be makabel in the kli enough dam to do a zrika achas. But if you makabel to do half the zrika in one kli, and half the zrika in another kli, and then you put it together in another kli, it doesn't work. Because you have to be mekabo enough dam to do a whole zrika. The makar of Rashi is from the Lashon of the Gemara, that the Gemara says, ba'inan shir tefila. Pashas, the kavana is tefila achas. And it says you need a shir tefila. Tefila is mashmat tefila achas. The Mishnah Melech on the Rambam in Maisa Kobanas Perik Dalet Halacha Ches is Medayik the Rambam over there that he holds like Rashi. The Lashon of the Rambam is Kibul Midamim Pochis Migdei Hazo Mashra Hazo Achas. It's Koidim Kol, that's the Lashon. V'oid, if the Halacha was that the more Zrikas, the more you have to be Mekabel, the Rambam should have said it. As the Mishnah Melech brings a nice Mokot to Rashi and the Rambam, in the Mishnah later on Daf Sadik Gimel, that says that the din of kibbutz is rak by dam haroi lazoh. The Gemara on Daf Sadik Gimel Amid Beis says, what's the kavana? The kavana is that if he was makabel in the kli pachas michtei hazoh, as then there's no din kibbutz. As luchayra pachas michtei hazoh is mashma hazoh achas. As nachadiyak. Like Rashi in the Rambam, it's telling us you need Kedei Hazor Achas. There's another diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says if you mekibel bedamim pachas mechdei hazor, the lashon of the Rambam is loy niskadesh adam. That's why there's no din kibos. But meduyik in the Rambam, it's a chsaron in the kiddush adam. Yeah, those that are mistapik, is it din in the Maisa Kabbalah, or is it din in the Kiddush Adam? Rambam's mashma, it's a din in Kiddush Adam. You could say, if there's no Maisa Kabbalah, it's not in the Kiddush Adam. But the Lashon of the Rambam Kipshuta is mashma, it's a din in the Kiddush Adam. The Mishnah Melech over there is mitzayin, that Rashi and Menachis, and Avzayin Amid Beis, and Tais Lisham, is mevur that if you have korbanis, what is more than chad zrika, as it's not enough to be mekabel kedei zrika achas, but you have to be mekabel kedei zrika to do all the zrikas. Mashal korban, where you do zayin zrikas, you have to be mekabel enough time to do all zayin zrikas, not just for one. It's also the shita the ravid in Toyos Kanim vayikra dibura dechoyva perigimel halacha tes. And there's a diuk like it in the Gemara Menachos, that it says a different nusach. Over here it just says you need to be mekabel shir. And over there it says shir tvilot b'loshen rabim. In the Shita Sham in the Mishnah Melech that kirs is not so poshut. But if you like kirs, it's a diuk. In the Svas Emes of Menachos, he says the Shein Svara, he says that L'choyra in the Gemara over there, Gufa, there's a hechrach that it has to be Roy L'kabel Kol Hazois. Why? Because the Gemara is saying, just like by Zrika Saddam, you have to be Mekabalit in a Kli, or that it has to be Roy L'kol Hazois, you have to be Mekabal enough Dam to do the Hazois. Suadin, by Haktaras HaKoimitz, you have to put into a Kli that the whole Koimitz. Frag this vasemes, the Gemara Menachos Chavav Amibay says, if you makte lechatzayin, it works. Because why do you have to be makabel in the kisharis, the whole koimitz biyachad? Lechayra, being that you could be makte lechatzayin, it should be enough to be makabel just a part of it. as muchach, that you have to be mekabel, being that the din is you have to be makter the whole thing, as whatever you have to be makter, you have to make a kabbalah on. So what din by zrika, whatever you have to do is zrika on, you have to make a kabbalah on. So filas vasemes, it's a little bit of a kivun, copy the shinui in Rashi, that Rashi over here is mefarish the memra one way, and Rashi over there is mefarish the memra a different way. Because over there in the Gemara there was a hechruch minei ubei that you have to learn, it has to be roi l'kol azrikas. As l'fidah shita, there's a gius in the Gemara. L'fidah svasemes, from the lomdis of the sugya, you see that it's a din in kol azrikas. That's one nekuda. Another nekuda is that in Rashi and Menachos, when Rashi says it, Rashi says, where's the places that you have to be roi l'kol azrikas? Rashi says, it's noig bechates pnimius and asham mitzayra. As the Karen Oira and the Brisker Rav shtel on Rashi, that why is Rashi only saying chates pnimius and asham mitzayra? Are there other korbanos that have more than one zrika? Like chates chitzaynius. So why did Rashi say chatoyus pnimius? As the Masber, the Rashi over there is going on the din, on what he just said, that you need roi l'kol azrikas. Sucked Rashi, that's only by chatis pnimius, because all the zrikas are ma'akif, like we learned in the Mishnah Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Mash'engen by chatis chitzonius, that only one of them is ma'akif. As I would say, Rashi over there is moida, that all you have to be makabel is l'chad hazah. Hi, Rashi says Asher Mitzayra. As Rashi says, it's going on the matan behind us with the Zayin Zrikas on Ma'akiv Zetzer. Kendra is Mufalfils, Neshazik Pashatim. As Lefizah will come out, that Rashi is Moida, that it's a din in Chatis Chitzonius. Like Taisi says over here also. Just the Gzeres HaKosiv, no, Rashi holds that which you need, roi l'kol azrikas, that's only by chatis pnimius and by a osham. Be'emes, the Rambam in Maisa Karbonis, Perek Dal Alocha Ches, and Berike Alocha Des, bring by kol karbonis, yeah. As Rashi will be moida. As it comes out by kol karbonis, the din is you need roi l'shir zrika. And just the zrika of kol karbonis is different than the zrikas of the pnimius. But the zrikas of the pnimius were all the zrikas are ma'akev, as then you need roi l'kol azrikas. And by zrikas of the rest of the karbonis, you just need roi for one zrika, because only one zrika is ma'akev.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.